We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's the B.O.B. Bounce. And it's about to get real.
Let's go.
It's about to get real.
Turn it out to the left, clap, clap, it's a new direction.
sunshine, and it's chasing me. Look out, that's wasting my shine, and it's chasing me. Look out, that's wasting my shine, and it's chasing me.
Oh, it's so crazy how blessed I am. It makes me wanna drop my fear. There's only one way to explain. God wanted me here. All my blessings, they come from you. All these blessings, they come from you. All my blessings, they come from you. I get praise and praise it through. It's so crazy how blessed I am. 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 I get praise.
Catching the wave with a brand new vibe in Quartet Music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Cross the goal line, and I ain't playing by that. Nah. It's a vibe cause they wild, got them lit up. This your time, you too fly not to get up. They can try, can't deny, I'm a winner. Come on, mama, ain't ready, no quitter. So free, drop the case low. I feel like everything better when it's painful. Yeah, it come with Vogue's on that 87. Yeah, on earth as it is in heaven. I throw it up one time for the old days. I throw it up one time for the new ways. I throw it up one time like a bouquet.
Jump on the ceiling, do what you wanna. Go ahead and party, girl, who's gonna stop ya?
The party started, we ain't finished, not hearted. Waiting until the sun come up. They waiting until the fun come up. Now where the fun at? Hey, yeah, I know where the fun at. Going hell soon as I step on the floor. They know who I am soon as I step through the door. Rock out with me, rock out with me. Man, if you ain't in a party, then get out the way. To the left like the west, like I'm out the bay. Okay, LA, yeah. I throw it up one time for the old days. I throw it up one time for the new ways.
Stop ya. Then drop, pop up quickly. Let's all get lit. Alright, let's do it again. Jump on the ceiling, do what you wanna. Go ahead and party, girl, who's gonna stop ya?
The People's Station.
Let's go! Rockin' with the DJ. birthday. Put your hands up, it's your birthday. Look, I've been on the road. If you are not with it, you can't try this here at home. I'ma keep it real while I got you on this song. Been on the act the same when I'm far away from home. Young Tony, look, I can't take you serious. You acting for the Polaroids. Really ain't no limit, I'm lieutenant to you soldier boys. Yeah, I'll be danged if they put me on the shelf. I'm a man, I could get it by myself. Yeah, working real hard, never blew up. Used to be a boy, but I grew up. Killing every track, it was gruesome. My dad came and said me like, Sue Young. Man, I'm only moved by your actions. You take all my weight like Atkins. I am way far from average. Man, I go hard, I go savage. Yeah, I've been through some things that you can't even imagine. Still singing praises like I'm paid more breath. It ain't a vibe, mission. Hey, this a vibe. Look, go shawty. It's your birthday. Don't party like it's your birthday. Oh, you say now. Of the city, rolling through the streets. I'm right up sunrise, banging in the east. This a vibe, I'm a beast with the beast. So they asked me what's the move, I said whatever's meant to be.
What you doing?
23, 46, double up the numbers. See me dripping with finesse, hips in the water. Little baby hit my line, trying to bring me under. But I'm good, love, I ain't got time for them problems. Hey, yeah, hit the road in the summer. When we set the M, I might pull up in the Hummer. Don't connect, but you can hit me on the burner. All that talk, all that chatter, you can really keep it none of. It's a vibe, tongue jumping like a trampoline. Never take a hills, I'm bouncing back and up by any means. Oh God, I ain't telling no lies. It's a vibe, you a hype, and you know it's Brandon on the beat.
Hey, this a vibe. Hey, this a vibe. What you mean?
Look, go shawty. It's your birthday. Don't party like it's your birthday. Oh, you say now.
Day. I'm understanding that I'm with it.
Yeah, hold up, hold up. Let me see your hands go up, go up. I just can't dance, showing up. And I got another blessing most. Yeah, I'm not the same, I changed up. You made a change in me, and everybody likes saying, cause I'm walking in faith. Where you send me, I'm going, I'm going. And if you lead, I'm going, you know it. Blessings are new in the morning, the morning. So I'ma speed up in the Rari, I'm sorry. But you can ride if you want to.
Disrespect when you know it's expected. I'm rude when I'm dancing. Yeah, I'm in my zone now, so leave me alone. I got my hands up. Jesus is the answer. He's all I need. I give him all of me. What's going on with the music? I'm getting real loose. I'm about to lose it. Yeah, we got the light and we lit. I'm not ashamed that I'm with it. It's like I can't be faced. Since he walked on water, he created a way.
Yes, I do that, but I realize have to have rain. I'ma write about it again. And if I want some joy in this whole life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I wanna leave with you. A few more burdens to bear. There's a few more tears to shed down here. Oh, I hear the Lord say, welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me, welcome home.
I remember when, I remember when he saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when, I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply amazing. He is amazing. That's why. Truth is, I should be crazy. I thank God he saved me. I'm a living witness that God, yeah. That's why I believe. I'm not ashamed to tell the world.
Listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is your host, the traveling preacher, on this beautiful Thursday morning. We're going to talk about some of the promises of God. There's so many, I can't give them all to you. But first, let's just establish that 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, all of the promises of God are yes and amen to the glory of God through us. So we just want to make sure that we understand all the promises of God are yes and amen. There are two kinds of promises from God. You have the unconditional promises and you have the conditional promises. The unconditional promises is, I'll give you an example. It is the fulfillment of unconditional promise that rests solely with the Lord. Example is, God promised that he would never again destroy the earth by flood waters. And that is something that he promised. There is no condition to it. It's unconditional. He said that he would never do it again, and we can trust his promises. One of his very first promises is in Genesis chapter 3. It's 24 verses in that chapter, but somewhere around verse 15, it talks about Jesus being a redeemer. It helps us to see that he's a redeemer and that God was revealing his plan to defeat Satan and to offer salvation to the entire world through Jesus himself. And then one of the greatest promises that God has ever made is that he promised us that he will come back to get us and take us back to heaven with him so that we could be there also with the Lord. You can find that in John chapter 14, verse 3. So as we talk about these promises of God, listen to this great music, sit back and enjoy. I want you thinking about the promises of God, because we're going to talk about some promises that there's a condition to, that there are certain things we have to do in order to attain those promises. But thank you for joining us. I hope you have enjoyed this first 30 minutes of the show. Continue to listen, continue to trust, continue to believe, and catch the wave.
Yeah. One thing he did for me, But you know, since then, you know what? I go in a place that it wants me to go. Do anything that it wants me to do. Say anything that it wants me to say. Pray any prayer that it wants me to pray. Something I want to ask you. New York, are you ready? Chicago, are you ready? Nashville, you should be ready. Everybody, the whole ready, y'all. Are you ready? You see, you know what? I go to the place that it won't need to go to anything.
Oh, Suffer. between the two.
Come on.
Heaven.
Oh, hell.
Oh, hell.
You must.
You got to.
Yes, you do.
You must do.
Yes, you do. I'm going to say it one more time. Come on, put your hands together. Heaven.
Heaven.
There's a little message here. Oh, hell.
Oh, hell.
You must.
You got to choose.
Yes, you do.
You must choose between.
Let me tell you all this with the head. You got, yeah.
You got to choose.
You got to choose. If you've been running around,
you got to choose.
With your neighbor's wife, you must choose.
You got to choose.
If you've been slipping around with your best friend's husband,
you got to choose.
The choice is yours today.
You got to choose.
Oh, gambling man,
you
yeah.
Got to choose.
You've got to choose, yeah.
You got to.
Adulterous, yeah.
You got to
choose. I know the choice is yours today.
You got to choose.
I'm a worshiper, yeah.
You got to choose.
You must choose, yeah.
You got to choose.
Abusers, yeah.
You got to choose.
Of themselves with mankind, yeah.
You got to choose.
Abusers. Of themselves with a womankind, yeah.
You got to choose.
My Bible tells me it is an abomination,
you got
yeah.
To choose.
Ain't no place in heaven for you, no.
You got to choose.
If you read the Bible, Leviticus 18 and 22
you got
says,
to choose.
Thou shalt not mate with mankind as a womankind. For it is an abomination as you just should have died. I'm going to say it again. As you've been running around
with
a bad friend's husband, boy, you can't do this no more.
You
as you've been slipping around with your neighbor's wife, sticking knives in their back, smiling in their face, telling lies every chance you can, yes.
You
I want you to know that the choice is yours today.
You got to
soul in his name.
You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world, playing contemporary Christian music and every now and then a little prank phone call to get you laughing. Expect it when you least expect it. This is Thursday morning. This is your host, the traveling preacher. Call our 24-hour hotline if you need a prayer. 984-733-3977. Also, if you have a song request, you can reach us at 347-215-8049. Also, visit us on our website, nfiradio.com. You know, we're here with you 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. We're on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. Also, we have a television show that you can tune into as well. We're calling this Promises Thursday, talking about the promises of God. We've already established that all of God's promises are yes and amen. And so we want to look at some of God's promises at this 9 o'clock top of the hour. It's time for the word of the day. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, it talks about some of the promises of God, blessings for our obedience, understanding when we are obedient to God, then we qualify for all of these blessings. The Bible teaches us that if we fully obey the Lord our God and carefully follow all of his commands, the Lord our God will set us high above all nations on the earth. All of these blessings will come upon us and accompany us if we obey the Lord our God. And here are some of the promises. We will be blessed in the city. We will be blessed in the country. Our bodies and our health will be blessed. Our land and our crops will be blessed. We will be blessed going in. We will be blessed coming out. Our jobs will be blessed. Our enemies who rise up against us, they will be defeated. They will come for us in one way and flee away from us in seven different ways. The Lord will bless everything we put our hands to. The Lord will bless the land in which we live. The Lord will establish us as his holy people. The Lord will prosper us. The Lord would open up the treasures and the floodgates of heaven and pour us out so many blessings that we will not have room enough to receive. We will lend to many and borrow to none. The Lord will make us the head and never the tail, and we will always be at the top and never the bottom. The Lord will bless us with all of these promises if we pay close attention and obey his commands. This is called a conditional promise. These promises are conditional, which means we have a part to play, and once we play our part, God will do all the rest. I know some have asked, why are we not seeing all of these promises that God has promised us? And all I can say, we have to look at our individual lives. We have to take inventory to see if we have anything going on in our lives, if we are attached to anything that's unlike God, that's blocking and hindering us from receiving all of these promises. But God is faithful. If he said it, then he's going to do it. Thank you for listening. Continue to enjoy. That is our 9 o'clock word of the day, the top of this hour on this Promises Thursday. This music is so beautiful, so great. I hope you are being inspired. Be encouraged. And just know that if we obey God, if we trust and believe and obey God, we will receive all of these great promises in our lives. Continue to listen. Continue to sit back and enjoy. Continue to trust. Continue to believe. And continue to know that God has so many promises that he's waiting to give just to you.
God can be called a father. No other God can be called a friend. No other God can be crown redeemer. No other God's coming back again. Oh, and now we love your name, Jesus. You're the beautiful one. We love your name, oh yes. And now we love your name, Jesus. You're the beautiful one. We love your name, no other God.
God,
no other God can be called a
friend.
No other God can.
No other God can be called redeemer.
No other God is coming.
No
thank you.
HDT. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
I was born by the river in a little town, just like the river I've been running ever since. She's been a long, long, long time coming, but I'm here to tell you tonight.
Thank you. going to school, I give you a summer. Did she met no ID and gave me his number. 10 years later, she driving a Hummer. Niggas hustle every day for a beat from Ye. What I do? Turn around, get them beats to Jay. And I'm rapping on a beat they was supposed to buy. I guess I'm getting high on my own supply. Downtown, mixing fabrics, trying to find the magic. Started a little blog just to get some traffic. Old folks are telling that they're playing traffic. A million hits and the web crashed. South Park had them all laughing. Ignore the critics just to say we did it. This ain't no fact or we live it.
King Martin, sweet Queen Loretta, sweet Brother Malcolm, sweet Queen Betty, sweet Mother Mary, sweet Father Joseph, sweet Jesus, we made it in America, sweet baby Jesus, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America, sweet baby Jesus, ooh, oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America.
Pledge allegiance to my grandma for that banana, putting our piece of Americana. Our apple power supply through Arm and Hammer, straight out the kitchen, don't wake Nana. Build the republic to still stand. I'm trying to lead a nation, the leader, my little man. On my daughter, saw him boiling his water. The scales was lopsided, I'm just restoring order. Hold up, here comes grandma. What's up, Yaya? What's that smell? Oh, I'm just boiling some agua. No papa, bad Santa. The streets raised me, brought in my bad manners. I got my liberty, chopping grams up. Street justice, I pray God understand us. I pledge allegiance to all the scramblers. This is the Star Spangled Banner.
Sweet King Martin, sweet Queen Loretta, sweet Brother Malcolm, sweet Queen Betty, sweet Mother Mary, Father Joseph, sweet Jesus, we made it in America, sweet baby Jesus, ooh, 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 ooh. Oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America, sweet baby Jesus, ooh, oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America. Sweet baby Jesus, ooh, 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 ooh. Oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America. Sweet baby Jesus, ooh. Oh sweet baby Jesus, we made it in America. Yes we did.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares.
Lincoln Park.
Mark Holiness Church, NFI, radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
And the speaker is going to be Mrs. Leigh Pennywell. And March Madness, wear your favorite team or alumni shirt or whatever you have for them on next Sunday for our Youth Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
I also want to remind everyone that on tomorrow night, which is Monday, next Monday will be business meeting and preachers and deacons meeting. Just to remind everybody that you keep that on your mind. And also, we'll be having our annual Family and Friends Day on the fourth Sunday in this month, asking everybody to get prepared for our Family and Friends Day, especially the group leaders of LPHC 12 and the Sunday School. Will have their annual Easter outing on Saturday, March 30th. Amen?
Amen.
And I think we have someone else to come up with the
message. Amen. What's your name, sir? Mr. Dale, come on up here to this front so you can say what you got to say. How about that?
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. My name is Dale Neal. I'm with the City of Raleigh's Office of Community Engagement. Thank you, Pastor Radcliffe, for allowing us to be here today. I wanted to speak very quickly. We are doing what's called an alternative response program for the City of Raleigh. We've been going around to the community, churches, schools, different organizations within the community, and what the alternative response is. It's an alternative response to certain 911 calls where someone, for instance, someone may be having a mental health crisis or a drug overdose. We are trying to set up a program where a peer support or mental health worker or EMS can respond to those calls versus a police or fire department presence. We just want to reroute those resources to calls where they could be where they can better serve the community and have an alternative response come to those phone calls. We're modeling after Durham's HEART program, which has been very successful in their community, so we want to bring that to Raleigh. But what we're doing is going around the community, getting feedback from each and every person, because that's how we're going to shape this program, by the feedback from you all. So we'll be downstairs. We have some coffee and donuts. We have some giveaways from the City of Raleigh. But we also want to hear from you and answer any questions, and we also want you to take our survey. So if you give us just a little bit of your time after service, we'll be downstairs set up, and we would definitely appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen, amen. So in other words, go downstairs after service, y'all. Take the survey and get the free gift. If you cannot get down the stairs, guess what? Somebody can bring you a survey paper for you to, guess what, y'all? Take the survey and get your free gift. Amen? Amen. Y'all feeling all right on today? Amen. At this time, well, we already did our presentation for our senior choir when the lovely twins geared them up with their boutonnieres and corsages. So we're going to ask if you prepare yourselves for some more good singing. After that good singing, y'all, the preacher going to preach. Amen. Not just anybody. All right, not just anybody, but our pastor and overseer, William Eli Ratcliffe. Amen. So hear him for his grace and his ability. But most of all, make sure you grab what you can't. Don't come for nothing. So grab a piece of word so that we won't leave out the same way that we came. Amen. Amen. In the hands of the choir.
Thank you. born in church. I greet you in the powerful and penetrating name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is indeed a privilege and another honor to stand and speak to you from God's holy, sacred, and divine word. We've given many hands for the senior choir on this day, so for me, let's give them another hand. 80 years. We appreciate them, and we will continue to honor them. Only what you do for Christ will last. Come on, let the church say amen. This morning, the text comes from 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. Those of you that are willing and able, I ask that you stand as we read the sermonic text. And it reads on this wise, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let me hear you say power. Let me hear you say love. Let me hear you say sound mind. Heavenly Father, Spirit of the Lord, fall fresh on me. Lead me, guide me as we speak from this text. Lord, we thank you for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. And let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said, amen, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The text names one thing that God has not given us, while it names three things that he has. Can I get a witness? The NIV says what the Spirit of God has given us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Now let me say it in a more expanded form. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardness, or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power. Let me hear you say power. Of love. Let me hear you say love. Sound judgment and personal discipline. And I want you to know today that these are abilities that result in calm, well-balanced, a calm and well-balanced mind and self-control. Mm-hmm, that means the self-control. Okay. Even when it comes to a temper, if you don't control your temper will control you. Can I get a witness? Y'all want me to stop? All right. You gave me the green light. I'm going to keep on keeping on. You know, young people that are here today, and, you know, they will be challenged with peer pressure. How many of you and your friends and kids in the neighborhood try to get you to do things that mom and grandma and your parents told you not to do? You know, go this place, do this, do that when you are away. You know, but they would try to provoke you, and they have tried to provoke us to do something and put you on the spot and dare you to do something or call you a coward. But that's when you have to remember what mama said and have self-control. But remember, the Spirit of God has given us what it has given us. It does not make us fearful scaredy cats. Instead, the Spirit fills us with power, love, and sound judgment, a sound mind. I believe that a true God-anointed person, be it yesterday or today, is not someone who is easily frightened. Now, don't get me wrong, because fear in a dangerous situation is normal. Am I right about it? You know, but some fears or phobias that some people may have, they go beyond normal fear, and they are irrational fear. The fear that could be of an animal, an object, a place, or a situation. You know, if you are standing near a roaring lion in a cage, now, it might be scary to some, but if the lion get out of the cage, that would be a dangerous situation, and nobody should have to tell you to run. Can I get a witness? Nobody should have to tell you to get away from here unless you're just shocked, standing in shock, and scared still. Yeah, if that happened, I don't know how the end might be. But sometimes the source of fear poses no actual threat or danger. If the person is overwhelmed by fear nonetheless anyway. You know, there's a difference between a real animal and a stuffed animal. Can I get a witness? There's a difference between a snake and a rubber snake. However, with some people, they don't care if it's a rubber snake or a paper snake. Some people are just afraid of the name snake as well as the real thing. Can I get a witness? I remember a story that in my family, as a child, a little boy, a story about my grandmother when she worked at a school cafeteria that was back early in the 1950s. And it was early in the morning, and she and the other dietitians, they were preparing school lunch for the kids. They come in about 7 o'clock or 7 a.m., and there was a man, the milkman, came in from Pine State. And he, while they were in there working, the man came, this is the story goes, he came behind my grandmother with a rubber snake that was about 2 to 3 feet long. And he put that snake around her neck. Story says it scared grandma so bad she turned around with a bat hand trying to sling the snake off of her. But what really happened in trying to sling him off, she knocked the man out cold. He couldn't even get up at the count of 10. And you know, but fortunately, she wasn't charged with assault for knocking that white man out on the floor while she was working. But I do believe that after that happened, that milkman himself would be afraid to ever try that trick on anybody else again, or at least my grandma anyway. Y'all want me to stop? You know, things like spiders and snakes, bites and the dark, these things bring about natural fears. Can I get a witness? And they are developed at a young age and usually influenced by the environment and the culture that they grew up in. For an instance, a child that was raised in the jungle or on a farm, they may not fear things children are raised up in the city would be afraid of. Can I get a witness? Now, when you were children, or when we were a child, I'm sure most of us loved to get the opportunity to go to the mailbox. Why? Because we thought we were doing something that the grown folks do. I'll do. Let me get it. We run to that mailbox and get that mail. But, you know, once we start growing old, and once we got our own place to live, and once we had our own place and our own bills to pay and our own responsibility, after we got old, some of us dreaded and got afraid to even go to the mailbox. I wonder why. And then now some of us old and getting old, you know, we might can make it to the mailbox, but we're afraid if we get to the mailbox, can we make it back to the house? Or even find our way back? Can I get a witness? Y'all want me to start? All right, I got a little more time. I'm going to go just a little bit longer if y'all help me. Do I ever pray in church? One weird and rare phobia that people have from time to time is fear of being without your mobile phone, your keys, your wallet, or your watch. I heard somebody said, Lord have mercy. Oh, that is some kind of feeling that will worry you. And one thing, if you lose that old wallet, you know, you fear for somebody else. You might not have any money in it, but you still want it back. Can I get a witness? Well, I don't have those fears. So one thing, that there's an app that I have on my phone that can track. I can track my watch, my phone, my keys through GPS. I don't care if I leave my keys in New York City. I can go and look, and it would tell me right where the address where they are. And let me tell you something. Since I had this thing for the last few years, it hardly goes now. At my age, it hardly goes a week that I don't have to use it. Matter of fact, now I might have to use it two or three times a day. Can I get a witness? But, you know, fear. But there are ways that man can work some things out to help us not be fearful. But he can never do it the way God can do it. Can I get a witness? It is said that basic fears that people have are one, especially as adults, is the fear of poverty. Now, people don't want to be broke. But another fear is fear of criticism. You know, as adults, people would do things, but as adults, they have a fear of failure. Don't want to be criticized. Don't want to be known to fail or get something wrong. So rather than go out and venture out in something that could help them become better where they can still learn, but just because of fear of failure, they won't do it. They'll stay where they are. That's a basic fear that adults have. Poverty, criticism. Another fear is fear of poor health. We worry about the fear of not being able to do things like we used to could do. Can I get a witness? Fear of loss of a loved one. You know, that can be devastating. Can I get a witness? And then there's fear of old age. You know, we that instead of seniors, let me tell you something. How many seniors I got in here? Let's see your hand.
Mm-hmm.
See, we that are seniors, we didn't volunteer to get old. Old age drafted us. And God has kept us. Now, I'm glad I have gone past and got my 3 score and 10 by a couple years, you know, age step, and won't be going and get to the next one if God says so. Can I get a witness? Getting old, well, that's a good thing. Even though you may fear you can't do like you used to could, but that's all right. Tell somebody I'm still here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Give God a hand. And the title of this message is from that text, Don't Faint, Don't Fall, Don't Fear. Tell your neighbor, don't faint, don't fall, don't fear. And as we move along, as I say, it's a good thing to be able to get old. Because everybody don't get that opportunity, and but one thing, getting older and death. Some worry about death, but the thing about death is to be ready when it comes. You can't stop death no more than you can stop all old age. But the greatest fear is not to be ready when death comes. Jesus gave a parable, and in that parable, the people were waiting for the bridegroom to come. In the story, it says that 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. They were waiting. How many of you waiting for Jesus to come back? How many of you, you're not waiting for death, but it's going to come. But the question that I have, are you ready when it comes? Song we used to sing, I want to be ready, I want to be ready. I want to be ready when he comes. You know, God teaches us not fear because he wants us to know that we can trust him in all things. Let me hear you say all things. Even if it means we aren't safe, Jesus told his disciples not to be afraid. And among other things, he's told them that people will hate you. They will persecute you. They will call you names. And they will even kill you. But he told them, be not afraid. Can I get a witness? And as I might add, reminiscent of the day, the Russian opposition leader, Alex Navalny, he did not fear President Vladimir Putin, but Putin feared him. Can I get a witness? David said that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Even in the midst of trouble and heartaches and fear and pain, just as we heard from Evangelist Selena, still God, you can find some comfort. Can I get a witness? David said so many times that when he was in situations, David said that I know what it is to have to wrestle with the lion. I know what it is I have to fight with the bear. And when he faced the giant, David didn't run from the giant. Go back and study your Bible. David ran towards the giant. Can I get a witness? David ran with no fear. Why? Because he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord.
Can I get a witness? And I said to you that don't worry, don't gripe, don't pout all the time. You've got to get down on your knees. You got to pray. There may be diabetes. There may be sickness and disease. There may be high blood. But you know, all amongst all of that, you still ought to be able to say that when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul. Come on, tell somebody. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God for saving me. About Jesus, not just my high blood, but when I think about Jesus, I think about his blood, because there's power in the blood. Tell somebody there's power in the blood. There's healing in the blood. There's recovery in the blood. There's salvation in the blood. See, like David has said, the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Tell your neighbor, don't faint. Don't fall. Don't fear, because God is always near. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. Some of you right now, where were you at 50 years ago? Where were you living? 40 years ago, how were you living? 20 years ago, 10 years ago, what were you riding? Some of you were riding a bicycle. Some of you, all you had was a Chevrolet. You shared one foot and laid the other. But look at you now. Look at what you're doing. Where you're living. What you're driving. How you're wearing. Won't you know that God will pick you up and turn you around? You don't have to fear today. You got yesterday is gone. Tomorrow may not ever come. But you do have today. David told that giant, this day. How many of you can say, this day? This day. I'm not going to tell and run. I'm not going to doubt in faith. I'm going to let my faith defeat my doubt. This day. How many of you can say, hallelujah? This day. He brought me a mighty long way. This day. Let everything that has breath do what? And we will bless the Lord when, and his praises shall continually be well. With your own mouth and your own way, say, don't faint, don't fall, don't fear, because my God is always near. If you do fall, try to roll over on your back. And if you roll on your back, you're still looking up. And just say, don't faint. If I fall, don't feel, because God is always right by my side. Come on, you can stand to your feet.
My daddy, who is nearly 70 years old, seems to feel like some of today's gospel music has lost its way. You see, my daddy's from Kershaw, South Carolina, raised in Bright Light Baptist Church and Ebenezer Baptist Church. And my daddy believes that when you hear gospel, it ought to sound like gospel. So my sister told me that she was making a gospel record. I wanted to make sure that it was something on there for my daddy. So, Daddy, we're going to take you back. God is good.
I know that God, my God, God is good. God, my God.
Out of nowhere. for no pay. Sometimes I can't even see the light of day. But if I keep on
working until
I get to
get to the At the close of the last long day. yeah. Uh-huh.
Just reward.
I know I get my pay.
If I work,
yeah.
I know I get
10 minutes before the top of the hour, you're catching the wave. They're out of Franklinton, North Carolina. That's the sounds of the Souls of Gavalry. Want to thank you so much for catching the wave. You can join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. simply by joining us on our website at www.nfiradio.com. Or you can join us on Facebook Live simply by going to Smile On Me Too. I pray that this day has been a blessed day thus far for you and whoever you are around today. Give them a kind word to let them know that Jesus is love. That's what we need in the world today is love, sweet love. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
I know prayer can change things. Can I get one with
prayer
change things? Anybody know that prayer
can change things?
Oh, prayer
can change things.
Prayer
get one with
prayer? Prayer changes things.
Anybody know that prayer?
Prayer changes. Prayer changes things.
Oh, 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 oh. We need to pray.
We need to pray.
Tell God.
We need to pray.
All about it.
We need to pray.
Whatever you need.
We need to pray.
Go down on your knees.
We need to pray.
Call on the name.
We need to pray.
Call on the name. He said, whatever you ask,
we need to pray.
In his name,
we need to pray.
And believe it,
we need to pray.
In your heart,
we need to pray.
You shall,
we need to pray.
You shall,
we need to pray.
You shall,
we need to pray.
You shall receive it,
we need to pray.
Anybody ever tried it,
we need to pray.
Won't it make a way, a way out of no way,
we need to pray.
When I couldn't pay,
we need to
I couldn't pay my bills,
we need to
I went down on my knees. He made everything all right. Yes, yes, he did. I just want
to
thank you. I just want
to
thank him for being so good to me. For being so good to me. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Everybody ought to pray. Your storm may not be like mine. Everybody got a storm. But everybody's storm, if you go down on your knees, it'll pass away when you tell God about it. I'm reminded of Hezekiah. Yes, I am. In the Bible days, he was sick and thought he couldn't get well. But he turned his face to the wall and he began to pray. Yes, he did. And 15 years was added to his life. I stopped by here tonight
to
tell you
to
what